All right, we have a special night here on our midweek service, and throughout the school year, what maybe some of you don't know this, but while we are having church service in here in our prayer meetings, a lot of our young people are in classrooms, whether it's teen class, but we also have a ministry called King's Club, and Mr. Buck has been serving in that ministry, and along with many others, for a number of years. And each year, you'll see things like the boat races, and we'll see car racing and coloring contests and things like that. But one of the parts of each year is the music night. And we really encourage our young people to praise the Lord through song and maybe through instrument. And normally, this happens up in the gym while we're still having service. And last couple years it's been mentioned, and we just remembered this year, I think it was, hey, why don't we do it so everybody can see that? And so we said, all right, that's a good idea. And so here we are. I think you're going to get a real blessing from this tonight. So you be attentive, you be gracious, and you give a good ear to the songs that they'll be singing. Mr. Buck, why don't you come? Appreciate Mr. Buck and all that he does and for our young people in King's Club. Very good. Do you need a hand?
Allowed to sit. Okay, Club 80s, you may sit down. Thank you. So, we've been having music night probably 15 years. And yes, we've been up in gym, and we've had parents come and talk to us about it. So, praise the Lord, we have the opportunity to do it tonight. What we are not doing, we're not having a talent show. Okay, we're not trying to see who's the most talented out of Walker Bible Baptist Church. What we want to do is bring honor and glory to God. And God tells us that we can do that through singing, through music, and that's what we want to do tonight. The kids have been practicing. I've been looking around in classrooms, and you see three girls over here. You know, and you put your head in, they're like, oh, we're practicing. And you put your head over here, and you got a couple boys over here. And it's just good to see that the children are putting in the effort because it doesn't just happen. You know, you think everyone can just come up to the piano and be Mrs. Huber. And that doesn't just happen. You have to actually practice for it. And praise the Lord, it seems as if the children have been putting the time in so that we can bring the honor and glory to God through it. So what we do, let's see, Julia, You're my favorite, Julia. If you can give me a number 1 through 13. Okay, so we have a total. Oh man, that's the one number you can't do. You got to choose another number. Are the Rodells here yet? We're waiting on the Rodells. We're waiting for them. So we'll wait a little on. We're going total random. So we have a sign-up sheet and have a number next to each person, and it's just going to be total random of who comes up, so that I'm not playing favorites, or you think, oh, you put me at the end because you don't like me. No, that's not it. We're just going total random on it. So, Julia, other than 10, what's your other favorite number? 1. There we go. So, junior boys, I don't know who that is. Okay, so come on. Get up here. Junior boys are going to be singing then.
God woke me up this morning with blessings untold.
A precious loving family and a house that we call home.
The promise of eternal life because of Calvary.
A peace that settled in my heart since the day he saved me.
Look what God has done. I stand amazed and think of his love. I don't deserve it. There's no way I could earn it. Eternity is not long enough to thank God for all he has done.
He's answered prayers I've prayed for years. Never once has he failed me.
He made a way when all I saw was impossibilities.
My heart bows in worship. My lips sing his praise.
We will choose to serve the Lord for the rest of our days. Look what God has done. I stand amazed and think of his love. I don't deserve it. There's no way I could earn it. Eternity is not long enough to thank God for all he has done.
He saved me, he gave me a new song to sing. He knows me, he holds me in the shelter of his wing. He's coming to get me. His promise he will keep. As I stand in his presence, my song will repeat.
Look what God has done. I stand amazed and think of his love. I don't deserve it. There's no way I could earn it. Eternity is not long enough to thank God for all he has done.
Just look at all God
has done.
Mr. Hodges' class. So while Mr. Hodges' class is coming, the main part of Music Night is to honor, glorify God through song. Second part of Music Night is to help saved children not be controlled by their flesh. And we can sit here and be nervous about getting up and doing things for God. And this is a way we can help them exercise saying no to self and saying yes to the Spirit and moving on in their life. Because I was talking to Mr. Humby on the way we were going somewhere, and he's like, when Brother Rice calls on me, I about pass out. I'm so nervous from just being called on and having to speak out. And I understand that. It's horrible. But that doesn't mean we allow that to control ourselves, right? And when we can get control of it when we're 5 and 6, praise the Lord. Just think of what we can do for the Lord when we are being led by the Spirit and not being led by our own self, right? So, Mr. Hodges' class, all right.
So, I have just about everybody here today in my class. So this year, we did Genesis 1. We studied the days of creation and a little bit of chapter 2. But there is a whole lot in the Bible about creation. And little did I know when I started last September that it would last all year long. So that was quite the study. I enjoyed it. But here is your Greek paper.
While Lydia's coming, Zeke, I gave you a verse here. What did I give you? Psalms 105. Turn Psalms 105. You can read it when you get there, Zeke. Go ahead. Wait, hold on, wait. Stand up. Turn around. We're trying to say no to self, right? We're going to, so say it nice and loud. Psalms 105, 1 through 3. And that's what we're trying to do, is sing about the marvelous works that God has done in our lives. Not what we've done, but what he's done for us. And so go ahead, Lydia. Wait, Lydia, come here. All right. Ryan, you have your verse? What do you have? Psalms 104, 33 and 34. Amen. Caleb. Where, Caleb, it's your turn. Okay.
I wonder how it felt to wake up in the belly of a whale. I wonder how it felt to spend the night with Silas in the jail. I'm just a child, my life is still before me. I just can't wait to see what God is for me, but I know that I will trust him and await to see what life will be for me. I wonder how it felt to meet big Goliath in the field. I wonder how it felt to know the mouths of lions have been sealed. I'm just a child, my life is still before me. I just can't wait to see what God is for me, but I know that I will trust him and await to see what life will be for me. I wonder how it felt to watch your baby brother in the Nile. I wonder who would come, a princess or a hungry crocodile. I'm just a child, my life is still before me. I just can't wait to see what God is for me, but I know that I will trust him and await to see what life will be for me. I wonder how it felt to spend the night with Noah in the zoo. I wonder how it felt to sleep beside a smelling kangaroo. I'm just a child, my life is still before me. I just can't wait to see what God is for me, but I know that I will trust him and await to see what life will be for me. But I know that I will trust him and I'll wait to see what life will be for me.
Amen. Hudson, can you get to Psalms 95? Right. There's no other God that we should be giving our praise to here. Praise the Lord for that. Caleb's song, you can see how many different Bible stories were put into that song. You're like, oh, that's just a kid's song. Yes, but you learn Bible stories through those kids' songs, and praise the Lord that we can bring that stuff to memory that easy. All right, Mrs. Russo, this time it's for real. Okay. Ryan and Zeke, come on up. Braden, can you turn to your verse, Ephesians 5, 19 and 20? If you are speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, it's hard for your mind to be thinking on other things. Yeah. You won't be as depressed as the world wants you to be depressed. You won't be thinking on how bad things are around, but you'll be thinking of how good God is. And that will help you with your daily walk. Change the way you're thinking. I've heard that your stinking thinking is the problem. And that way to change it is to be thinking on psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. All right, boys?
Come on.
Once we all stood as captive slaves, the bonds of sin and death are chains. But he with blood our freedom bought, it was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. The weight of sin, the sting of death, were swallowed up by righteousness. Vanquished by the Son of God, it was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. And we rejoice in victory.
battle has begun. By Jesus' blood it has been won. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. And while our hearts have turned from sin, this flesh is waging war within. Though sin remains, our guilt is gone. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. His gift of grace our hearts betray. With thirst to merit or repay, we need not live to pay the cost, for it was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross. And we rejoice in victory. We lift our eyes to Calvary. Before the battle has begun, by Jesus' blood it has been won. It was finished on the cross. It was finished on the cross.
Lydia and Aaron. Buddy, you got your verse? Can you read it for us? Nice and loud. Sultry. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the singing with the piano is another way of doing it. Some people are like, oh, I can't do it with my voice. Find something that you can praise the Lord with, psaltery, harp, whatever. Don't just sit there. Find something to praise the Lord with.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
I love you more than any other, so much more than anything.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield.
You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield.
You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Charlotte Seatman. Where are you? Sorry. There she is. Yeah. You can come up. Is she going to use a mic or no? Wonderful.
Make me a servant like you, dear Lord, living for others each day, humble and meek, helping the weak, loving in all that I say. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart, here's my life, take every part. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Help me draw so close to you that your love comes shining through. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Make me a witness like you, dear Lord, showing the love of the cross. Sharing your word till all have heard, serving whatever the cost. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Here's my life, take every part. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Help me draw so close to you that your love comes shining through. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart.
Amen.
All right, Mr. Buck's class. Thank you. So Chester says to me when I come in, he's like, I'm more nervous now than I've ever been. I'm like, well, thanks, Chester. Chester's my rock. He's the one that's supposed to know what he's doing here. Thanks for that vote of encouragement. No, but we were practicing, and Lucy just said, I think I could probably learn the chords. Okay, that'll be great. So praise the Lord. I am thankful for the helpers and leaders that are in King's Club, for being so faithful, for taking it serious. It's not just the babysitting time, but they take it serious and want to teach the children. And we get to teach teenagers how to teach children. So we have young teenagers that want to learn how to teach children, and it's a help to Mrs. Russo, Mr. Hodges, myself, and they are getting involved in ministry of ministering to your children, and that is a blessing to see that going on. So I just wrinkled up that one, and I'm trying to figure out which one it was. I believe it's number 3, Aaron, Chloe, Ava, okay?
Is the face that I see in the mirror the one I want others to see? Do I show in the way that I walk in my life the love that you've given to me? My heart's desire to be like you in all that I do, all I am. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be?
do they see Jesus, Jesus in me? It's amazing that you'd ever use me, but use me the way you will. Help me to hold out a heart of compassionate grace, a heart that your spirit fills. May I show forgiveness and mercy the same way you've shown it to me. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be? Do they see Jesus, Jesus in me? Now I want to show all the world that you are the reason I live and breathe, so that you'll be the one that they see when they see me. Do they see Jesus in me? Do they recognize your face? Do I communicate your love and your grace? Do I reflect who you are in the way I choose to be? Do they see Jesus, Jesus in me?
It's time. Braden, praise the Lord. That was a good song for Braden to play, yes, because I had to go to his parents to pull a couple strings. He wasn't wanting to do that, and, you know, Braden would rather be out on the ball field, right? You know, just to be truthful, but not all the time is on the ball field, sometimes over here and doing right. So praise the Lord. Thank you for doing that, for saying yes to that. Ava? Julia Sela Charlotte.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice.
Thank you. So I'm probably going to be the fastest preacher you've had behind this pulpit in probably good 10 years. So that, which is good, because they're probably, 10 minutes. So if we look at the life of David, you can turn to 1 Samuel, we'll go to 17. Go to 17. We're not going to go deep into the scriptures. It's for the children. But you see in David's life, even before his life, Saul was told that the kingdom was no longer going to be his. That God is looking for a man after God's own heart. And then David steps into the picture as the man that is after God's own heart and is doing what God has told him to do. And you see in 1 Samuel 17 that you have Goliath, right? Boys, everyone know the story of Goliath? Yeah, of course. That's the one of the five that all boys love. But you see David doing what God told him to do, even though what was in front of him was impossible, right? There's no way that David should have been able to kill Goliath, but God had the power, and all David was obedient to what God told him to do. And tonight, we saw our children being obedient to what God told them to do. No matter, you sit there, Braden, and you're scared, and Braden's over there, he's like, look at my hands, are shaking. Yeah, they're shaking. But what? God got you through it, and God got praised by you doing that for him. And we are setting up something in your life where you're going, it's not Braden's will, it's God's will. Your flesh isn't what is in control of you, shouldn't be what's in control of you. David saw Goliath and said, I know my flesh isn't strong enough, but God told me to do it. I'm going to go and step out and do that for God. And we see that through David's life of how he just is obedient to what God tells him to do, no matter what his flesh is telling him to do, whatever that our will is. No, he's doing God's will. And that's what we have to learn as children, not to depend on yourself, not to say that what you want is what is best, because it isn't. What you want isn't what's best. It's what God wants that's best. And tonight, we are trying to help you, train you to say no to me and yes to God, and to take that step out and do what God wants you to do, right? And we have that opportunity time and time and time again, and sometimes we just fail, right? We're like, no, I don't want to hand out a tract. Why? Because of me. It's not because God doesn't have the power. It's because I am scared, or I don't want to do that. I'm too busy. I don't have time to witness to my friend. It's us that's the problem, not God's the problem. And we have to learn to deny ourselves, say no to us, and yes to God, right? It's that simple. And it isn't when we get saved that it just, boom, happens, right? It doesn't. What we have to do is exercise it. Take those steps. And step out on that point for God. And that's what we were doing tonight. Braden, nervous, buddy, you stepped out for God and did what was right. And we are now exercising that faith that God has put in you when you got saved. Because the nice thing about King's Club is, if I asked who was saved, probably every hand would go up of our children. We are teaching saved children to serve God. And that is a big part in your life of just saying no to yourself and yes to God. Then we go farther in Samuel. And let's see. We see where I've got to catch up with a lot of notes here. That's why I wrote a whole lot down and am just getting down. Oh, 24. Another story where I'm sure you know. David had the chance in the cave to kill Saul. And his friends told him, now's your chance. Go ahead and kill Saul. And David said, no, I'm not going to kill Saul because it's not God's will. Not only do you have a chance to say no to yourself, but there are things that you're going to have to say no to in your life, just like David had to say no to his friends in his life because they were not giving him good counsel. There are things in your life that you just have to say no to. And you're like, well, what could it be? You know, maybe it's movies for you. Like, no, I'm not going to watch that. It's not good for me to watch that. But that's what you like. I like action adventure movies. They're fun. They're awesome. But is that really what is important in your life? Just because you like it doesn't mean it's right. And you can go down the list of things of what we're listening to, what we're watching, the way we're dressing, the places we're going, and you're going, but that's what I want to do. But that's not what we want to serve. We want to serve God. We want to make sure that we are doing God's will. And sometimes, like David had to say, no, this isn't the chance to kill Saul. This isn't my chance. God is going to take care of that. No, this isn't my chance to talk in this language, right? This isn't the chance that I get to watch. Mom and Dad aren't home. I'm going to watch this on TV or movies or whatever. This is my chance. No one's here. I can do it. No, it isn't your chance. we have to learn to say no to us and yes to God, right? That's the important thing, and the thing that we have tried to exercise in our life. I can say right now, fasting, right, and give you 2 seconds, and five people's stomachs are going to start grumbling all of a sudden, because our body controls us.
Oh, yeah.
We allow it to control us, and that isn't what we want to be. We don't want our bodies to be in control of us. We want God to be in control of us. We got saved. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Allow the Holy Spirit to do that work through you. Praise the Lord, kids. That's what we need to do. Now, we're going to keep going on. Kids, that was for you. We're going to go on and see more of what happened in David's life. And this might sound hard, it might sound weird, but adults, children need to see you doing right, okay? They need to see you serving God. And David sinned. We know that. We read that. You say David and you think of two things, David and Goliath and David and Bathsheba, right? Those are the two things you think of. David then had the chance to cover everything up, to hide it. He had the chance to, as he was king, right? He could say to Nathan, guess what, buddy? That story is really good, but I'm going to throw you in jail and make sure that that doesn't get out. And I have seen great men, great families, great ladies no longer serving God. And it isn't because of sin. It's because they wouldn't say no to self, and they didn't humble themselves to God and repent of what they did. And I don't want to, I'm looking here and I see Mrs. Dickinson's here. I remember sitting in church and Mrs. Dickinson telling me, you need to get in youth choir. You need to be in youth choir. She probably doesn't remember that. And then Mrs. Kopczewski comes over and says, you need to be in youth choir. These are people that have been here a long time just as encouragement to me to do what is right. And there are probably 10, 15 people that aren't here anymore. And it isn't because sin hit their life. It's because they would not humble themselves like David did and go to be Psalms 51 and say, you know what? I have sinned. It is before me. I am the one that did it. And you're going, well, that only worked for David. Because if we saw what happened to Saul, he didn't do it right. Sin was there, and he said it was this person that fault. It was someone else's fault. He was trying to cover it all up. And then Samuel said, well, the kingdom is gone. And it was because he would not, he was too proud in his own heart to actually repent of it. And we need to learn as adults that we are the kings in our kingdom, right? We have become much better than these little ones, right? We are no longer kids, and that we have responsibilities and things that happen in our lives, and we can control a lot of things, but that isn't what God's wanting out of us. God is wanting us just to, if sin does come up in your life, to repent of it. He has taken care of sin past, present, and future. Right? We hear it preached. Your sin's gone, past, present, future. Well, only if you repent and take care of it. If you just allow it in your life, you're going to be outside and not going to be an example of help to these children. And there's going to be gaps in our church. And I would ask adults to check your lives to go, am I one that would want to hide this, one that would want to push it off and try to get away from it? And the way David started dealing with the sin that was in his life, he put Uriah over here and then started moving pawns around, and he's like, oh, I'll just be able to hide this all and no one will be able to tell. That isn't God's way of doing things. God's way of doing things is to repent to him and to humble yourself and to turn from that. And kids, yourself is not the most important thing. God is an important thing. And adults, make sure that you don't think that you are the king in your life now and I can handle all this stuff because I am that king, when you're not. God is still wants the obedience that he wanted out of David when he was young, just like he wanted obedience when he was older. So praise the Lord that we have that example in the scripture to go to find out how to take care of that sin that is in our lives. And if that was a help to you, praise the Lord. That's what I believe God wanted me to say. Children, excellent job tonight. Thank you so much. Encouragement to me. Thank you for the time you put in, the effort you put in. Maybe it doesn't, you don't have to be just once a year kind of people. Maybe you can work it into every so often, right? You know, it be led by the Spirit, right? So praise the Lord that you did your part. Thank you so much. I'm hoping it was an encouragement to you, church. We will pray and we will be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for your goodness in our life. We are thankful for salvation. And Lord, just the children that you put here, Lord, thank you for their obedience this evening. And Lord, that we could come and sing to you. Lord, pray that you bless all us as we go home. And pray that we could keep in our memory the things that happened tonight, Lord. We are thankful for you showing up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.